Chillicothe will be playing the basketball goal to the left side of your radio dial. And Hamilton will be playing the one to the right side of your radio dial. For Chillicothe, Hibner and Keithley, the seniors. Hicks and Lucy Reeder, the sophomores. Jessica Reeder, the freshman. And for Chillicothe, Essie Hicks will be jumping against 5'10", Jessica Richmond. Tipped by Hicks. Back court to Keithley. Over right side. Works it up top. Hibner, top of the key. She needs about 13, I think, three-point made baskets this year to take top honors career in that category. Jessica Reeder over right side to Keithley on the right wing. Man-to-man defense being played by Hamilton. This game this season just underway. Chillicothe, Hamilton girls basketball. Hunter Keithley up top to Lucy Reeder. Circle right now to Hibner. She has it knocked loose. Tracks it down again. Round the horn we go. Circle left to Lucy Reeder, the sophomore. Reeder, dribble drive inside, lays it up and in. Lucy Reeder scores the first basket of the season. Nice job, LR, Lucy Reeder. And a turnover out of bounds by Hamilton right off the bat. Traveling call is what they say. 2-0 Chillicothe. And the opening minute of the game. Hunter Keithley, top of the key. Gets it to Reeder. There's two Reeders, Jessica number one and Lucy number 30. Jessica Reeder over to Essie Hicks on the wing. Hicks drives to the free throw line, kicks it out. They work it to Hibner up top. She hasn't been open for a three bomb yet. Game a minute 15 seconds old is all. Hunter Keithley, right wing. Chillicothe showing some patience here. And they go back up top to Jessica Reeder. Kind of playing the three-person weave top of the key. Reeder gives it underneath to Keithley. Nice pass, Keithley. Posts up, can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound, kicks it out. Chillicothe keeps it alive. Nice offensive rebound by the senior, Hunter Keithley. Right wing, Hicks pulls up the free throw line. Gets it over to Keithley. Keithley tries to fire it back and goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Essie Hicks, the 5'9 sophomore. Chillicothe applying some pressure now. 2-0 Lady Hornets of Chillicothe. Penny High gets a half-court pass down court. Dribble drive to the basket. A little hip check into the boards by Jessica Reeder. Draws the first whistle of the ball game. And they say, in the act of shooting, Summers Finch, a 5'8 junior. And the first one is in. It's 2-1. Chillicothe with the lead. This could tie it up, and that is tied up thanks to two free throws from Summers Finch. 2 minutes into the ball game now. Low-scoring game early on. Three-pointer, top of the key, count it. Essie Hicks, nothing but the bottom of the net. That's my first yes, yes, yes of the season. Down court to Deuce. Answered by Jessica Richmond. I believe she might be the coach's daughter. For the baseline Deuce, about 6 feet away. 5-4 Chillicothe. We got three fresh players set to check in for the Lady Hornets. Up top, Reeder. Heads it to Hibner. Work it up top to Lucy Reeder. Back over to Keithley, right wing. Working against Finch on defense. Drive inside, Lucy Reeder, blocking foul. She, I think, will go to the line. Yes, they said she was in the act of trying to drive, trying to get the layup. First foul for Summers Finch, first team foul for Hamilton. And the first free throw for Reeder, noisy, but it falls down. So Lucy Reeder has three of the team's 6 points, and it's a two-point lead once again. Ellie Barnett in the game, second one is no good. Haley Kidd in the game, and Selby Miller in the game. Hamilton breaks the Chillicothe press, and cupping the basketball is the call for Hamilton, and Chillicothe gets it back. Brings it across the timeline. They go cross traffic over in the wing to Chillicothe. Hunter Keithley works it back over right side. Shot doesn't fall from the outside for Chillicothe, and reached in for the committed the foul. Lucy Reeder with her first, second team foul. 6-4, Chillicothe leads it by two. Keithley tries to steal the inbounds pass, doesn't get it. Nora Ford across the timeline, works it up top. Dish inside, traveling call, shuffling the feet inside by Jessica Richmond. She caught it in the paint, went to get rid of it, and took a couple of steps in the process, a little mental lapse. Bringing it across the timeline is Selby Miller, down court right side to Reeder, and then off the fingertips and out of bounds of Haley Kidd. Chillicothe applying pressure backcourt. Tip collision at midcourt. They let him play on. Chillicothe controls the basketball after the tip by Ellie Barnett, but Hamilton gets it back, brings it down, tries to lay it up, and the shooter was fouled by Lucy Reeder. Her second foul in this first quarter, third team foul. Wanting to check in Julia Canoy for Hamilton. First one is in for Prothero. Canoy comes in for Richmond. And we are tied with 4:03 left to play in the first quarter. Chillicothe and Hamilton, Lady Hornets basketball. They bring it across the timeline, work it baseline right to Reeder. Fresh legs set to check in. Three original starters want to come back in. Drive inside. Layup rolls around the rim. That did everything but fall through the bucket for 22, Selby Miller. How that didn't go through, I don't know. Half-court trap doesn't work. Hamilton brings it down court. Right wing tray bomb is no good. Draws iron, but nothing more for Nora Ford. Across the timeline once again now for Chillicothe and Selby Miller. Top of the key, nothing there. Left wing to Reeder. Gets it to Hunter Keithley. Circle right to Selby Miller. I'm sorry, to Ellie Barnett. Barnett goes back up top to Miller. Chillicothe showing patience. Great cut to the bucket. Did everything. Rolled around the rim. Couldn't fall. Would have been a great assist from Hunter Keithley, but the ball just wasn't successful for Ellie Barnett. And we got Ellie Barnett with a defensive foul. Jessica Reeder checks back in. Essie Hicks checks back in. And I missed who the and Hibner checks back in. Hamilton goes to their bench as well. Loose basketball up top to Trosper, number 15. Loose basketball, and it is Chillicothe's ball. Lost out of bounds by number one, Julia Canoy. Chillicothe and Hamilton tied, six apiece. Up top, over right side now. Oh, rolls it around the rim, flushes it down. Essie Hicks for two. She's got five of the team's 8 points, and it's a two-point lead again for Chillicothe. Oh, almost stolen for a moment by Chillicothe's Jessica Reeder. Couldn't hang on to it. And now we got a jump ball as Reeder continues to play tough defense all over the floor. A tie-up possession arrow pointing Hamilton's way. On Hamilton's half the court, Grayson Prothero will inbound it. On the sideline, and they'll work it up top to Nora Ford, who'll set it up against Selby Miller. They go up top, works it right wing. Now to Prothero. Prothero, dribble drive inside. knocked out of bounds by Chillicothe's Jordan Hibner, playing some good defense there for Hibner. 8-6 Chillicothe, 2:07 left to play, first quarter. Lob up top to Prothero in the inbounds. Goes over to Richmond. I'm sorry, that's not Richmond. That is 34, Brighton Swindler. Shot misses everything, but Chillicothe lost the rebound out of bounds. They tried it from the left wing, and it didn't fall in for Trosper. Low post right is where Hamilton inbounds and underneath their own board, looking for somewhere to go. Inbounds pass tipped and stolen. A good hustling effort by Haley Kidd. Kidd tips it and pulls it down and controls it on the inbounds pass. Right wing for three. Yes, yes, yes. Selby Miller for the trifecta. And Chillicothe on a 5-0 run. They lead it 11-6. Minute 36 left in the first. Half court pass down court to an open Brighton Swindler, but then she lost control and lost it out of bounds. Brooke Horton checks in now, and returning in is Hunter Keithley. Chillicothe brings it across the timeline with Jessica Reeder. Right side to Hicks, up top Keithley, bounce pass to Reeder. Cross-court pass stolen by Hamilton's number 15. Misses the layup. Good defense for Chillicothe. I missed the number on that, but I think that was hustling back was Jordan Hibner who forced the missed layup. Hibner, three-bomb, doesn't get it to fall from the left wing. And referees with the whistle, a little reach-in foul on Jessica Reeder. The Readers each have two, Jessica and Lucy each with two fouls, Barnett with one. Lucy Reeder checks in for Jessica Reeder. I don't know if they're sisters or cousins, but I know there's several Readers around here, and they're all pretty spectacular athletes. Left wing Trey misses everything, but Chillicothe's open arms, and then they lose it out of bounds. Tried the left wing and missed the whole kit and caboodle. They missed the kit and the caboodle both. And Hamilton inbounds at low post left as Prothero misses the tray. Prothero right wing being hassled by Keithley. Loose basketball finally kept alive by Hamilton, and Nora Ford settles it down. Working against Reeder, Lucy Reeder. Ford for three. No, off the glass and right into Hunter Keithley's hands. Ford 0 for 2 from the perimeter. 11-6 Chillicothe, 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Baseline Trey Reeder off the rim, follows her shot but controlled by Allie Trosper. And a little reach-in defensive foul. Essie Hicks, her first. Sixth team foul. Just one for Hamilton. Chillicothe being kind of aggressive on defense tonight, picking up some hand check fouls. Nora Ford across the timeline being hassled by Chillicothe's Jordan Hibner. And there's number 7 on Essie Hicks. Number 7th on Chillicothe. Two fouls on both Readers and Hicks. One on Barnett. First foul is no good. This is in the act of shooting for Nora Ford. And the second Reeder, Jessica Reeder, comes in for Essie Hicks. One out of two for Nora Ford of Hamilton. 11-7, Chillicothe leads it by four. And at the buzzer, no good. After one, it's 11-7, Chillicothe over Hamilton. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.